What's up, Liron here. Thank you for joining me in another episode of my daily podcast. Today I want to talk to you about the fundamentals of drawing. And it's something that I mentioned in the last few episodes of me trying to work on some of the more basic skills in which I am proficient. I think I can produce pretty much anything and draw pretty much anything, but the question is, again, how accurate it is and how easily I can do it. And I really want to improve my technique, and I'm practicing holding the pencil in a different way and doing a lot of things differently. Now, today I feel like I had, in the last 2 days, actually, if I'm being really more accurate, I feel like I've had a breakthrough when it comes to my technique in drawing and the new position I'm trying, like holding the pencil from above and doing things the more correct way, freeing up a lot of space for the shoulder to do its thing, and it gives you a much bigger range of motion. So this new way of holding the pencil for me, I was familiar with it. I've done it in the past here and there, but now I'm really trying to make it work. And I find that this newer way is starting to click for me. When I just got started with it, it was super difficult. I felt like I could barely get any line to be accurate. And now it's slowly starting to become more possible, which is really fun. One thing I would say that really helped me with this, and I wasn't expecting that at all, was actually the cubes exercise. I also shared it on Instagram. It's an exercise of just me drawing these cubes from all different angles in perspective, and just doing all sorts of the first time I did it, I did one from the mid that you look at dead from the front, and then it had other views from the right and left, and top bottom. That was how I started with this exercise, but then I just started doing them from imagination. So what I do is first visualize the angle at which or in which or from which rather you I look at the cube, and then I go ahead and sketch it. Now, what I found was that actually with these kinds of straight lines, I'm having a bit of an easier time to control the line and to figure out where to place it and how to place it. And it really clicked for me, and I started figuring out how to use the shoulder in an accurate way. And this is really a breakthrough for me, you have to understand, because this is what gives you the ability to basically draw anything from observation and not being confined by, you know, placing your hand on the table, and that way it hurts your range of motion and it's hard to get curved lines in one go. So the way I'm doing it now really frees up all that, all these elements to work in your favor, which is why I'm really pleased with it. So I'm really happy with it. Aside from that, I wish I had a bit more time to create today. As usual, it's always a constant, I don't want to say struggle, but let's say a challenge to get this time to create as much as I want. So that's always a big challenge, and today was no different, but I was able to carve out a lot of time to work on the fundamentals. Unfortunately, I didn't get enough time, in my opinion, to work on painting, that I also wanted to do, because I built some nice momentum with painting in the last few days of doing all these florals, and I did want to continue with that, but I guess that will have to wait for tomorrow. Now I'm at my limit. I think it's now it's I start to learn how to get a feeling for when I had enough for that day and I need more rest. So this is definitely the time. So I'm going to wrap up a few other tasks, get ready, and probably wrap it up for today in terms of work. But in any case, I hope you enjoyed this update. Let me know if there's anything else you want me to talk about in an upcoming episode. There's a lot of good stuff on the way. We have the Cesar Santos interview that's going to be out on Saturday. I'm really excited about this one. I'm going to market and push the hell out of it on all social media, because I really want a lot of people to listen. It's going to be quite long. Really long form. It's going to be about an hour or so, or maybe 45 minutes, something like that, because we do go in depth and talk about many, many topics regarding art and creativity and why we create and how we create and so on. So I think it's really interesting, and I really hope you'll enjoy it. So let me know what you thought of this episode, and I really hope that you tune into another one tomorrow. Thank you so much, and hopefully I will make one tomorrow, but as you know, I'm trying to give myself some freedom in that regard. But in any case, thank you so much, and I will talk to you again really soon.